Sam, give over. There's a love. I can't see to you now. I've got to change moonshine.
Come on.
Well, I'm very sorry, Sam, but that's how it goes. You'll just have to wait your turn.
Let's see what we've got in this, Nattie.
Yes, kiddo, it's a great big unfair world, and the sooner you get that into your little head, the better. Oh, Weck. Who is it? Oh, come on up, Rob. Sam, don't get your nappy in a twist. I'm being as quick as I can. Come
on,
there.
Moonshine.
Come in. Sorry about the state of the place. It's a bit difficult keeping up Ash beautiful with two young demons like these around all day long. And that's not very polite either.
I heard a lot about you, my lad. Would it help if I picked him up?
Well, if you don't mind risking it. He's probably wet by now.
Well, these things happen, don't they, Samuel? On, up you get. There's a boy, yeah? That's better.
Oh. Makes a change for him to see a new face. Makes a change for me and all come to that.
He's not much like Debbie to look at, is he?
Not a lot. Oh, if you're looking for Debbie, she's at work. I don't know what time she'll be back. She works very long hours at the paper.
No, it wasn't Debbie I wanted. It was you and Vince.
Oh?
Yeah, I'd promised Matt Pryor I'd come and have a word with you again about that job at the freezer plant.
Oh, well, Vince isn't here. He's moved out.
What? For good?
Oh, no. For as long as the job lasts, any road. He's got himself fixed up on a new building site over at Dagenham. Casual labour,
you
know. So he had to go and find himself a pad nearer the site. Else he'd never have got to work at all.
Oh, that's a pity, because Matt Pryor really needs help in the freezer plant. If I'd been a bit quicker off the mark, Vince might not have had to move.
Oh, don't let it bother you. He's always been a bit like that, Arvin. Doesn't like to stay in one place too long.
Well, anyway, maybe it might suit you, if you're interested.
Well, what sort of a job?
Packing, most, I think. The money's not bad.
Well, I've got the kids to look after all day now Debbie's working.
Well, it could be on the evening shift, Matt said.
Evenings, eh? Hear that, Moonshine? Your mum's been offered a job. There you are. That's you all clean and sweet. Now then, let's see what's wrong with young Sam.
Not much wrong with you, is there, Sammy? Yeah, it's good as gold, huh? Hello, Sophie.
Hi.
Didn't expect to see you here.
I've just made a pot of tea. Do you want a cup?
Wouldn't say no. It's been a long, hard afternoon. Taking notes at a council meeting.
Yeah.
We'll talk at the same time. My shorthand isn't up to it.
Oh, never mind. Sit down and unwind. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I feel a bit like that myself. I was doing George's housework all the morning. I've been at the restaurant ever since.
And now you're off for another session. You ought to watch out. You'll be wearing yourself to a shadow.
Oh, not much chance of that. Working hard only makes me hungry, more's the pity. So the more I work, the more I put on weight. I'm not going back to the restaurant this evening, actually. Finished for the day.
Is this your night off?
Yep.
I wonder why you were sitting here, as if you had all the time in the world.
Lady of leisure, that's me. And Rob's got this evening off as well.
Oh, good. We can all have supper together. It'll be quite a party.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, Rob and I were going out, I'm afraid. He asked me if I'd like to go to the pictures.
And you said yes?
Well, I thought it would make a change. I mean, I haven't been to see a movie for... a long time, anyway.
You mean the time I took you?
Yeah. Oh, look, you can forget it. I mean, that's all over and done with ages ago.
Well, at least it hasn't put you off going to the cinema for life.
It wasn't your fault.
I was being about as sensitive as a gorilla in hobnail boots.
All you did was put your arm round me. Look, why don't you come to the pictures with Rob and me?
You sure you wouldn't mind?
Of course not. It'd be fun. I mean, three of us going out together.
Oh, I swear these stairs get steeper every day.
Hi, Rob. Your ear's burning.
Hey, Sophie tells me you're both going to the pictures tonight.
Yeah, and I just said, wouldn't it be nice?
We were going to the pictures.
What?
I'm afraid I can't manage it tonight, after all.
Oh, don't tell me. Rock has flown in unexpectedly from the States.
No such luck. I've got to take Carol around to the old bakery and introduce her to Matt. He wants to offer her a job in the freezer plant. Well, she doesn't fancy going around on her own, so I said I'd go with her to, you know.
What, break the ice?
Very appropriate.
Now, look, I'm sorry about the pictures, but we'll go some other time, eh? I've got to go and change out my working clothes. I said I'd pick her up in 20 minutes.
Oh, well, there's always the dear old telly.
I suppose so. Unless, well, perhaps you don't feel like going without Rob.
Mm-hmm.
If you care to give me another chance.
Oh, Dick, and don't be daft. I'd love to go with you.
You know, I'm absolutely certain.
I was right first time about Alexis.
Mm.
He has got a bird tucked away somewhere. I'd bet money on it. That's where he buses off to every night.
I expect so.
Not only that, Rob seems to be in on the secret too for some reason. I could tell. Alexis was dead scared Rob was going to give the game away.
Yes.
Oh, and he didn't think they can pull the wool over my eyes. Lynn?
That's right.
Then the hippopotamus got up and went over to the piano to play a few Chopin waltzes. You've not been listening to a single word I've been saying, have you?
What? Of course I'm listening, right. Only I'm trying to write a letter and you will keep... Did you say something about a hippopotamus?
Forget it. It wasn't important.
Just being funny, I suppose.
That's right. Mm. But I take it that letter you're writing is important.
I'm writing to Peter. I'm trying to.
What the hell are you writing to him for?
I saw our solicitor this afternoon, and he'd been in touch with Peter's solicitor.
So?
It's just that it would be so much better if we could settle this whole thing amicably, between ourselves, without getting into a legal thing over it. Not to mention the cost.
Oh, sure. But you said yourself Peter's been bloody mad.
No, I didn't say that. He wants to keep Jeremy. I can understand that. But now both the solicitors have had their say, I feel if only we could persuade Peter to be reasonable, if we could all sit round and talk things over sensibly...
Well, that's what you've said in the letter.
It's what I'm trying to say. It's so difficult. He doesn't trust me anymore.
Oh. Hey, steady on. It's taking you long enough to write.
No good. I know that. This isn't the way to approach Peter. It's hopeless trying to put it down on paper.
Come in. Mr. Breyer, Rob is here with a young lady.
Oh, yes, is he?
Yes.
Well, what are you waiting for? Bring him in.
Oh, sorry, this way, please.
Nice, Alexis. Hello again, Matt. Lynn. This is Carol Warburton, Mr. and Mrs. Pryor.
How do you do?
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Come and sit down. Rob, pull up a chair.
Well, excuse me, Lynn. Tell me to mind my own business, but aren't you supposed to be at the restaurant?
Why, what time is it? Oh, no, it can't be. I thought it was about 6.
It's more like 7.
No.
I thought you were cutting it a bit fine.
It's all your fault, Matt. Keeping me here talking a lot of nonsense about a hippopotamus. I'm sorry to be rude, Carol. I've really got to fly. I'm late already. Oh, it's all right. Don't mind me.
Anyway, this is strictly the freezer operation we're on about. Nothing to do with the restaurant. So, let me explain what the job would entail. And then you can tell me if you're interested.
Okay, Carol. Thought Sam's waking up, but he seems to be settled again, thank goodness.
Don't get so jumpy, love. He's all right.
Yeah, I know, I know. But when he started whimpering like that, I thought, God, if he sets off on another one of them screaming jags, I'll go round the twist.
Oh, calm down, Debbie. Sam's fine, honest.
It's all very well you saying that. You weren't here this evening when he was yelling blue murder. Of course, that set Moonshine off, so I had the two of them to deal with.
And it happens during the day as well, you know.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry. I don't know how you manage to cope, I really don't. Sometimes when I've been here on my own and he won't stop, I swear he does it on purpose.
Oh, don't be daft. Any road, where was I?
Oh, sorry, yeah, you were telling me about Matt Pryor, this job.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, the money's not bad. I mean, it's piecework. I wouldn't be going in on a regular basis.
Mm.
But they'd just call me in whenever they had a rush job on it, and they'd pay by the hour.
Doing what exactly?
Oh, mostly packing. Putting the food into those little foil containers. But sometimes I'd be needed to help with preparation as well.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, you know, cutting up cauliflower, shelling peas, that sort of thing.
You wouldn't be working in the daytime?
No. They run two shifts, you see. The daytime one and the evening one. I could go in at 7 and work through till 2 a.m.
Yeah. That means I'd have to be sure of getting back from the office by about 6:30, take over from you.
It wouldn't be every night, Deb.
And I'd be on my own with the kids till you got back.
Look, it could work, couldn't it? I mean, let's face it, the extra cash will come in very handy. As long as we can organise a sort of rota system between us for minding the kids.
I don't know, Carol.
Well, I do. I'm sure it'll work. Any road, it'll have to.
Eh?
I told Matt Pryor I'd do it. I'm starting next week.